everyone, and welcome to the Diecast. It is Halloween time, so we're celebrating with some horror games this time around. And tonight's game, or today's game, you should listen to that night, it's Halloween for God's sake, is City of Horror, or Horror, as most people without accents would call it. It's a zombie game, but it's unlike any zombie game you've played before, in that your biggest opponent is the other players, in that you will all be being very mean to each other the entire time. I am joined today, going from my left,
Daniel Kalbacher,
Tony,
Tyler,
and I'm Brian Salisbury of this site that you're on.
All right.
Zombie.
So as I said before, City of Horror is a zombie game, but unlike Last Night on Earth, a Zombicide, where it's people essentially fighting zombies and working together for the greater good, the idea behind this game is that each of us control our own group of survivors in a town under siege by zombies. We must survive for 4 hours, aka 4 rounds, before a military escort comes to rescue us. In the meantime, we must collect antidotes, we must keep ourselves alive, and if push comes to shove, we must kill each other to keep our groups alive. Which Woo-hoo! Often means voting to see who we throw out of the building to keep the zombies occupied while we escape.
So this is less George Romero and more Alex Kirkman.
It is a very nasty, brutal game.
Okay.
Unlike the best zombie movies and literature, it's all about how human beings are the real monsters. Right, Tony?
Absolutely.
Tony's the only person at the table who has played this before.
And so won!
She won last time, so she may look nice, but she's not.
And she is also one of the few people I've met who thinks the best way to... who passionately believes the best way to save the planet is to kill all humans.
Well, yes.
All right, so we're going to do our best to keep you in the loop as we play. All you gotta know is that we're gonna be playing in 4 rounds. We can move your character from location to location, activating locations, getting more cards, voting to see who gets killed, and bartering, because this game is all about bartering. If you don't do anything selfishly, you're not playing the game. If you help somebody out without getting anything in return, you are playing City of Horror incorrectly.
Would you say this is a barter town?
Stop it, you.
That one of us might rule?
Shut the fuck up. All right.
Everyone kill Brian first.
So hooray!
Brian, you're now on my shit list.
Yay!
So we're doing first, each person can get 3 survivors, so I'll deal with them randomly. Each survivor has his own special ability. Some of them are actually worth more points if kept alive, but are super shitty. So the coolest characters, the ones who actually are built to stay alive, are worth fewer points. So here's what we're going to do is introduce each character as I deal them. So going to my left to Daniel first. Part of Daniel's posse is the pregnant woman.
Oh, all right.
Worth 4 points unless she gives birth. But once she gives birth, she now has 2 votes in the election. Was worth fewer points.
To a zombie, she's actually called a combo meal. There's going to be a lot of zombie humor.
Perhaps a number 4.
Ooh, the number 4, which is on the top left-hand side of the card.
The first member of Tony's posse is the blonde.
That makes sense.
Which, her... She is actually horrible.
Awesome.
Circumstances of the blonde.
She is actually horrible. I like the way you said that.
Every turn, a zombie comes to her location because she screams
so
much.
Oh, that's right, because she screams so much.
If you flip her over, she gets gagged. And that no longer happens. But she has more fewer points.
Not going into the subtext of that at all.
So you get to be the sexist character here.
Tony, I'm staying the fuck away from you.
Good luck, I'm following you.
Bear in mind, if she keeps that blonde alive, that's 5 points. In this game, 5 points is a lot of points, guys. Yeah. Alright, the first member of Tyler's posse is the granny.
I love that you guys get all the suck ones before it gets to me.
The granny is worth 5 points and cannot move.
The blonde is coming to your house.
So do I just like stay in the middle the whole time?
No. You can flip her over to move her.
And to move her, okay.
Yes.
And she's only worth 2 points. She's fucking worthless.
Alright. Brian, the first member of your posse is the priest.
Yeah.
You can halt any movement if you
Hell
flip
yeah.
over.
Thou shalt not pass, saith Jesus, aka Gandalf.
What?
Boom. I go to a different church. I got the priest. So what
our,
else?
Our Gandalf, who art Middle Earth, power be thy name. By Mordor come, thy will be done. As
that sounds off.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to move farther back from the table.
First member of my group is a sushi chef who can be flipped over in order to draw a new action card.
Horseshit. Rigged.
Sushi chef? Super rigged.
You know, like that standard character in every zombie movie. The sushi chef.
Yeah, Asians are cool.
No, that's very true. Yeah.
Have you ever seen an Asian not survive a zombie movie?
I don't think I've seen one die in a zombie movie either, so...
Daniel! You're the student. You may flip over her to take the first player token. And first being the first player in this game is crazy important. Oh, man. All right. Tony, your next person is...
No Emmys.
The Rasta. Nice. You can flip them over in order to see the next invasion card, to see what's happening.
Or I could just go to the... Never mind. His
blonde girlfriend.
I'll just keep him alive.
You can also flip his music backwards and it'll sound exactly the same.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Neat. All right.
Tyler, your next character is the Geek.
Hey, I'll take that.
You may send one zombie away from your location to another by flipping them over.
Oh, perfect.
Yes, Tyler is now the Geek at the table.
I also have a lightsaber.
Yeah, it looks like Michael Moore with a lightsaber.
Yeah. It looks like Michael Moore ate Kevin Smith and then had a lightsaber.
How many seats does that translate to on Southwest Airlines?
See, fun fact, if you eat Kevin Smith, you gain his power.
No! I want to write shitty movies. Brian, your next character is the Thief.
Yeah.
You may flip him over to steal a card from somebody else.
I like it.
Steal my blonde.
I like it.
No, wait, no, that's not right.
That's not how that works.
I will also not go into the subtext of that.
My next character is the little boy. I'm going to flip him over or to hide him.
I'm going to feed him the shit to the zombies.
That's a pretty good combo, actually, the sushi chef and the little boy.
So far, my team kicks ass.
You guys. It's a
Fantastic Fest movie.
It's a boy and his samurai.
Yeah, there it is.
With
which
zombies.
Is not available in Region 1, so you should legally download it, the only time I ever say it.
Or you should import it and have a region-free Blu-ray player like a normal human being.
Or have your roommate have a region-free Blu-ray player.
Not all of us have our own personal Luke Mullen, Brian Salisbury.
Sadly.
Very sadly.
Rounding out Daniel's crew is the teen.
So, I just have a family.
Yeah.
And like, that's the story of my group here. They're just a family.
The teen is super powerful. You may swap out your movement card after you've seen what everyone else has played by flipping him over.
Oh, so you can change his mind.
Yeah.
Cool.
There's nothing a zombie hates Thickle more teens. Than puberty.
All right.
And hormones.
Tony, you get the little girl, the same as little boy.
Man.
You get a blonde, a Rasta, and a little girl.
Oh. Which one of them is calling us right now?
That's actually my local game store. Probably calling me to say I ordered something 6 months ago and it's finally in.
He is dedicated to this art form, guys.
All right, Tyler, your last member is the mama.
I get the mama, crazy old mama.
The mama can force her way in any location, even if it's full.
Okay.
So,
great.
A very good character.
Granny yeah. and the mama.
Granny and the mama.
What is she wielding on that car?
She is wielding a blood-soaked rolling pin, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Brian, are you excited to see who else rounds at your group?
I think I'm good. I think you guys have taken the bullet and all the shitty ones, so...
You get the rocker.
Hell yeah!
He actually, strangely, has the same power as a geek. He can send a zombie away from his location.
Yeah!
Alright, and finally, my crew gets rounded out with... The special agent.
Ah.
I can, using him, change the zombie wheel in the middle to any color.
Oh my nice. God, that deck was super rigged for you.
I'm not saying it was rigged, but it was totally fucking rigged.
Okay. So here are...
I've got a bus stop over here. And he's got the CIA.
And a badass Asian. A kick-ass little boy on a scooter.
I've got Kevin Smith's house.
And I've got what appears to be the setup to a joke. I'm pretty sure my group is about to walk into a bar, so...
So let's go around one more time while I'm dealing out these action cards. Everyone tell us who your group is and why they're together. Daniel.
Well, as we covered before, I have a family. Like, I wanted to have something where I could, you know, come up with a cool idea as to how they all came together. Like, I have a story for Jacobs right now. But, no, I have a family. A pregnant woman, a student, and a teen. Although, it looks like the student is vaguely Asian, so maybe she's a foreign exchange student who got trapped in this town.
There you go. And like I said, I'm at a bus stop with a screaming blonde, a slouching, kind of surly-looking Rastafarian, and a little girl with a knife and a scowl. God, she...
That knife?
She's the scariest one at this bus stop, frankly.
That knife is almost bigger than her arm.
What's your story?
My story is apparently Michael Moore broke into Kevin Smith's house, ate him, and then took his grandma and his mom hostage, and now is basically leading them on leashes throughout the city. That's pretty much what's going to happen.
Dark shit, Tyler.
Hey, you know what? I live darkly, so...
Well, my group, the priest, was actually in the middle of his conversions program that he calls More Jesus in the Jukebox, going around to local rock musicians and trying to convince them to play religious-themed rock and roll music. And unfortunately, while he was doing this at a rather seedy venue, a thief dug into his robe and stole a handful of guitar picks that are made from the Cross of Calvary. So that's how these guys were all kind of intertwined right as the zombie apocalypse happened.
As for me, the special agent came into town to track down his former partner, the badass kung fu master sushi chef. But turns
is
out...
Is that his name, sushi chef?
It is his name.
Okay.
But it turns out that he has a life here now. He's a widower, he has a young son, and it just he's trying to convince him, come back to the forest, man, the zombies attack.
I think his name should be Sushi Jeff.
You would think that.
Yeah. Sushi Jeff.
Oh, no. The geek's shirt says Bazinga.
Oh, boo.
I kind of want to just throw him to the zombies.
Seriously.
Right now.
That's awful.
I maintain that Big Bang Theory is blackface for geeks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, there is as much cultural understanding of geeks on that show as there is of African-American culture in any Al Jolson movie. So, just going to throw that out there.
All right. Just so you guys know, for those of you listening, City of Horror is a wonderful game and simple, but it's European design, which means there's very little text on the cards meant to be played and published in any country. That's why there's also 6 rule books in there. So there may be some, you may be hear some hiccups as you're all learning what each of our cards and abilities does. So I'm giving one sheet over here, which is actions. You can reference the symbols. And we'll have one on our side over here.
Great.
So these action cards that you've dealt to us, Jacob, yes. Are we allowed to look at these?
Yes. Like I said, okay. We use the chart I just handed your side of the table to figure out what each of them mean.
Okay.
Also, this is super important. Every time you use a card that has an explosion on it somewhere, it looks like this.
Yeah.
You must add an explosion to either the water tower or to the armory. So if the armory gets full of explosion, the building burns down, you can't use it anymore, everyone who's in there gets sent to the crossroads. If you put enough explosion on the water tower, you cause the water tower falls over, everyone on it dies. Which is great, because if you have 2 people up there and you and are pissing you off, you threaten to use the explosion to do what you want.
Oh, I love this game already.
Yeah, this is gonna be fun. Now I noticed there's what look like a bunch of trash can lids.
Oh, those are the food cans.
Okay.
In the middle of the board there is the crossroad, which is an extremely dangerous place where you will die.
Sorry, Robert Johnson.
And if anyone ends up there, they can collect food cans, which are worth points, and risk getting killed by the lead zombie, who's represented by a colorful wheel, which will rotate until it hits a color of somebody there. However,
now you're playing Simon to the death.
And the scariest part of the crossroads, that's where you go if a location is full when you start going there. If you want to go to the church and it's full, too bad, you are sent to the crossroads instead. Fuck you.
And there you will meet Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Alright, enough of you.
That's a joke for 90s hip-hop fans.
Alright, so here's how we pick our starting positions. Starting to the person... Alright, first of all, here's a big question. First player is always the person who looks most like the zombie. Who here looks most like a zombie?
I guess Tyler. I don't know. I don't really like.
I think I look like a zombie too.
Considering none of us are actually decomposing, I don't really know how to answer. All right, this
Tyler,
question.
You are the zombie.
I'm a zombie. I'll take right. it.
And here is the important thing about player one. In addition to going first and making sure your person gets where they need to go in movement.
Wait a minute. Does this mean I'm ugly?
It means you look gaunt, undead, and ready to eat people.
There you go.
Okay, I'm all right with that.
This is the most important thing about player one. They break ties.
Okay. So I'm like, okay, I got it.
It's
cool.
Tiebreaker.
You break all ties, which means that you, as long as that stays with you, you have ultimate power. However, the player one token will shift at the end of each round to whoever's character died last.
Ah, nice.
So whoever gets screwed in a round last goes first player for the next game.
Okay.
Hey, Jacob, tell us how you win this game.
You win the game by having the most points at the end of the game. Points are represented by your surviving humans, by food cans, and by any additional antidotes you may have. You must have an antidote for every single surviving human, otherwise you're not allowed on the chopper.
You mean when we get to the choppa?
When we get to the choppa.
We have to have one antidote for every living member of our party.
Yes.
Okay.
Any additional ones are worth extra points.
Okay.
Does that include born babies?
Actually, no. Baby's fine. Just... All right, so here's how picking our starting locations works. Starting with Tony, because she says right of player one.
Because if there's any being that's has an impregnable constitution, it's a newborn baby.
Anyway. Tony, randomly draw three movement cards, and then place your three people on those spaces.
Randomly?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
The movement cards are these little tiny guys, right? Yes. These little tiny guys that are color-coded to our team.
That is correct.
The bank, the water tower, and the hospital.
Heading on over Moon Tower. It's going to be a real good time. Thanks, Jonas.
Oh, there you go. Go ahead.
So she's placing her people in those various
I've
locations.
Got to strategically place my people, though.
Yeah, you got to think about where would people be best suited.
What does the positioning within the location matters?
No, not necessarily. But
the people who
so she might
want to
send the roster in one place
Like the roster would be useless on the water tower because water tower gives the person on it the ability of the roster.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Now, Danny, you pick randomly three locations and do the same thing. And if anywhere fills up and you draw those three, you get sent to the crossroads. So be careful.
It's going to be the hospital.
So be careful when you randomly draw
the crossroads.
Oh no!
You've got
any armory.
Oh, I thought it was telling you because you went to the crossroads, you should just shoot yourself. But that third card means go to the armory. Okay, yes. I got it. I was like, wow, game, you're kind of a dick already.
So place your characters, Daniel.
Let's see.
Hurry up, zombies are coming. God.
They're over there somewhere.
They're in this vague pile.
They're going to break the barrier. Hurry.
The barrier of three sandbags and a danger ahead sign, so that should hold them.
Well, no, look, there's some crowd barricades.
Yeah, and some shit that doesn't hold anybody during a concert, so zombies, you know, no problem. So, at the crossroads, you can discard an action card and get a food thing. Okay. Cool.
And the food takes with you even if the guy at the crossroads dies.
Okay.
So, if you think I'm going to die anyway, you might as well.
Fuck it, yeah.
Because food can add up if you get enough of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that. I'm dieting, Jacob. Thanks for bringing that. Jesus Christ.
Daniel, you're pausing the podcast.
I'm playing this game properly is what I'm doing.
Strategically.
Strategic rhetorically.
Plus, Daniel knows he's the one that's going to edit it, so...
It's true. I'm going to cut this whole thing together anyway. So shut up, you asshole.
He's going to edit himself look so great. Like, oh, look how fast Daniel went. Look how fast Daniel picked his decisions.
You know, that's the sound bite I'm using.
Why did you say that out loud? Damn it, Jacob.
That's the little stinger at the beginning and the end. Look at how fast Daniel went.
At sex. High fives.
High fives all around.
I'm high-fiving you in my mind.
You didn't hear any high fives because everyone refused to high-five.
It was a mental five.
I'm contemplating where I want to put Granny to die.
Wow, already sacrificing members of his own team is
you
Tyler.
You didn't go to the bank. You go to the armory.
Oh my god, I did.
Army's better than the bank. You always want
to
make your armory.
Especially since the screaming lady.
And if you happen to go to a bank and there are guns laying about, leave that bank immediately.
Well, I just like that there is a bank where we're all at and it has a function in this game.
Mm-hmm.
But in a zombie apocalypse, why on earth are you going to the bank?
Super secure.
If you have supplies already, then yeah, I guess you could lock yourself in the vault, but then you're going to run out of air.
I mean, you don't have to lock yourself. You can still keep it open and crack it. Just pull
it over. Water tower is full.
Water tower is full. My sushi chef now lives in the church. My little boy lives in the crossroads. And my special agent lives in the water tower.
With the little girl with the giant knife. Good luck, special agent.
That sounds like a therapy term. My little boy lives at the crossroads.
That's the team you want looking over your town. The special agent and the little girl.
That sounds more like an old folk song.
Yeah. All right, so am I drawing at
little
all?
Little boy at the crossroads.
Yeah, you draw three.
Looking for the undead.
Shit. Crossroads, hospital, and church. So there's
the
only two spots, though, at the crossroads, right?
No, the Crossroads is unlimited number.
Oh, thank God!
Everybody can go to the Crossroads.
All right, well,
and the hospital is now full as well.
Almost, yeah, it could be up to full. Yeah.
I want to put the Rocker there because his ability is that he can actually move a zombie from one location to another. So if one gets in his face, it's just like, ah, you're not here.
Yeah.
And then
my
I
Asian
think,
exchange student thanks you.
Yes. Yeah. And I think the priest being in the church makes sense. And actually, who else is in the hospital? Yeah, I'm going to put my thief there because he can steal cards from people.
Well, fuck you.
So right. Now we have placed all our people.
Not me.
Oh, well, Tyler has not placed his people.
Not me.
I thought you were first.
I
have
first.
No.
His reward for being first player is that he gets to place last. Because being first player is so important that they have to punish you in some way.
Okay.
Okay, so I got the bank, the church, and the hospital, which is full, so I'm going to the Crossroads. I'm going to go with...
Put your granny in the church.
Yeah, I'm putting the granny in the church. Actually, I'm going to forego the Crossroads and do a little bump action... And put my mama in here. Oh, but I have to flip her over if I have to.
It's not worth it yet.
Damn it. Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
What does it mean when you flip a character card over?
When you flip a character card, you can activate a special ability, meaning that in the case of the mama, she can enter a location that's already full. However, when you flip over a character card, they're worth far fewer points. So when you flip a character, you are using a beneficial ability while hurting your overall score.
Because the idea at the end of the game is to have the most points
yes.
from your various characters.
I'm gonna put the geek in the bank and then the mama at the Crossroads.
Alright.
Okay. So now we finish it up by drawing the 0 hour card, which gives us our starting zombies and supplies.
Dun, 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 dun.
We have one zombie in the bank.
Okay.
From the sidewalk outside. We have 2 zombies at the water tower.
Oh, snap.
We have 2 zombies at the church. Ryan, you should help around?
Mm-hmm. Putting zombies at the church.
2 zombies in the Crossroads. We have 2 zombies at the hospital. And we have 3 zombies at the armory.
Oh, my good God.
Oh, man.
My teen just wanted some
Daniel. Daniel, you're borked.
Okay.
These are very liberal zombies. Take out the gun nuts first!
So we have our starting position. Things don't look 100% great.
No.
Coughing fit. Podcast. Okay.
Please don't edit that.
So are we picking who moves first? Or are we picking...
I think that's you. Right?
The first thing we do is... Oh, no. We look at the water tower. People in the water tower can see what's coming.
Yes.
So myself and who's the little girl?
Me.
Can look at this card and see where supplies are going and where zombies are going. That is very interesting. I now know where to avoid and where to go.
And someone might actually be able to bribe us for such information or lies.
Well, what if you have a card in your action deck that allows you to see things such as these?
You may play it right now to see it.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. Here. Can I just discard it here?
Discard face up right here.
A face up right here? Yeah. Okay.
How intriguing.
Boom.
Let me look at it now. Brian pays night vision goggles in order to see what's coming.
Okay. Where's the number of things? These are all...
One,
okay.
Two.
I see.
And of course, any zombies pictured there are zombies that will be placed. Any pictures of antidotes or cards are antidotes or cards that are going to be placed.
Okay.
Face down right on top of this pile.
All
right. Okay, and now we all secretly pick one movement card.
And you can you change the player who it, the character who it's for when it's your turn?
You pick a card now. You choose the player when it happens.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
Now we may pick a location to move to, but if all the spots in that location are full, can we not go there?
You go right to the Crossroads.
Oh, you go right to the Crossroads. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do we have to move?
You must move at least one person.
Okay.
Or must at least attempt to move.
Okay.
So has everyone picked their location?
Not quite. Hold on.
So you point out that antidotes will get dropped other places. But getting to the hospital at least once is super important to collect those antidotes. So if you're not trying to get antidotes, going to get into the hospital. The hospital's currently full, which sucks.
Yep.
Which means that probably nobody's going to try moving out of there, which is a shame. But everyone should try to get antidotes. That's the most important thing at this point in the game. All right, so everyone picked the movement card?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. All right. We are now going to the reveal of the invasion card. I forget where the zombies are coming from now. All right, we have 2 zombies in the bank. We have 2 zombies in the water tower. We have an action card and an antidote on the church.
Oh, that's not for me. That's for the church.
We have a zombie in the crossroads. We have nothing in the armory.
Hmm.
We have two antidotes and two zombies.
What in the shit? Hospital.
There's a lot of zombies and antidotes currently at the hospital.
So now here's what happens. Starting with Tyler, who's player one, and going around clockwise, meaning to Brian.
Uh-huh.
We each reveal our selected movement card, and we move one of our people.
Okay. So we all reveal, and then we move?
We reveal one at a time.
Okay. So I picked armory, and then I got to pick somebody to move.
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and move. Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do.
Mama's now at the armory.
All right. I also picked the armory, and I'm also getting my guy the fuck out of the crossroads, moving him to the armory.
Great minds think alike. I picked the armory and sent my little boy to the armory. Daniel.
I'm going to take the bank and send my Asian student to the bank.
That's racist. Somehow.
Somehow. Some way.
I picked the church and I'm sending my screamer.
It's full.
No, it's not.
There's one more spot.
One more spot.
Oh, there is. I was covering it with my deck to cheat.
To there.
And she brings his zombie with her.
She does.
Yep. Ah, you bitch.
But if you give me one of those, I will move.
One of what?
One of the little fun things.
Either, no.
Well, I'll leave and leave you guys alone and take my zombie with me.
But my guy can stop zombies in their tracks.
Awesome.
So I'm good.
Okay, so starting with location number one, meaning the water tower, we look at things that can happen. There's no special ability to use it right now. We've already used it. However, there are four zombies, so the water tower is under attack. So right now, we can either work to repel it, anyone can, and get the zombies down to three or less in order to repel it, or we can let it attack, and Tony and I can vote each other off of it.
So even if we are not at that location, we can use one of our action cards to repel...
Yes.
Okay.
Also, if you want to play cards, you must play them before a vote. If a vote does happen, you can't say, ha ha, play this card.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't do that.
So in other words, if we don't get this zombie number down to three, then what happens is we're going to have to do a vote to see which one of you gets thrown off the water tower.
And it'll just be between us.
And between us. And so it actually will come down to Tyler, technically, since he's a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
So Tony,
I could flip my little girl and she becomes invisible. And
you're worth significantly less points. Tony, at this point, I don't see a point in causing too much kerfuffle. I can kill a zombie right now.
I like that. I like that idea. Okay. And I owe you a boon later on.
Let me ask you, once you flipped a card over, mm-hmm. can you ever flip it back?
Yes. At the church, you can discard an action card to refresh it.
Gotcha. Right.
A character card.
Yeah, you refresh a character card.
I'm going to play the pistol to kill one zombie.
Thanks, Jacob.
But you owe me. Owe me big.
Die, flesh eater!
Somewhat big.
See, I actually just made a big mistake by not bargaining with Tony to actually get something out of that. I just helped us both and get nothing out of it. So
yeah, good job.
But I'm a small little girl with a giant knife of my word, so I will help him in the future.
All right, and since there are no, no additional things to do at the War Tower, we move to the church.
Mm-hmm.
And now, before we do anything else, we can all discard an action card to refresh a character card, which
I don't think anyone can do.
So now we have a zombie attack because there are three plus zombies there. So you either kill zombies off, anyone wants to play any cards, or we can start a vote and see who gets killed.
Now, if I can have one of either the antidote or the card, I will play one of my cards to kill half those zombies.
Funny enough, if you give me the antidote, I can play a card to kill two of the zombies.
That's half.
What? No, half is two. Half is two and a half. One and a half. What's going on?
Do we round up?
But if you have the chainsaw card, you should save that.
Okay.
Do not waste your chainsaw
card. So we not only vote for who gets thrown to the zombies, but we also vote for who gets what.
We vote for who gets to distribute those supplies.
Okay.
Who gets to distribute?
Okay.
I'm saying I will get rid of two of those zombies, which means even in the next round, if another zombie gets added, then we don't have to fight them again. Just saying.
Well, yeah.
All it's going to cost is the antidote.
I don't want to play more action cards right now, so if you guys want to kill some stuff, that's fine. But I'll do this. Whoever kills zombies right now will get my vote to distribute stuff. So
I'm going
to
go ahead and kill two zombies.
Oh, wait.
Without anything.
Oh.
Without any prompting. Okay. That still doesn't mean that we... all necessary.
But how did you get to...
Give me a card. Give me a card.
Wait, how did you get to be the one who decides who distributes?
I said I would give my vote to distribution to whoever whoever plays a card first.
Your vote.
And Tyler did. Okay. So I vote that Tyler gets to distribute stuff.
I disagree.
And I also vote that I get to distribute stuff.
Who else is in here?
Me.
Everyone except
Daniel. But Tyler breaks the ties. Yep. It doesn't matter. It's like Congress. Nothing
fine,
matters.
I'll vote for you. That's cool.
All right. So give... there's only two things to give away, so you get to give something to yourself and to someone else, or unless you want to be nice and give...
give both of them to somebody. I'm actually going to go ahead and...
Can he take both of them?
I can, technically.
Yeah. No, you can only take one thing at a time.
Oh, you can only take one thing. Okay. I'm going to give Jacob the action card, and I'm going to take the antidote.
Bitch. bitch.
That's me.
That's not you. That's what you say to birds outside.
Oh, by the way, this is how that went down, the zombies getting destroyed just then. Granny's like, oh, in my day, we used to keep shotguns right here! And then just blows them away.
I stand horrified as my flock turns so quickly to violence.
And I just stay there screaming with my cleavage and short. And
Granny has two kills.
I strike the blonde with the gold cross and shut the fuck up.
And Sushi Seth does something really Asian and everyone goes, that's racist. He goes, I'm Asian, I can do it. Womp womp. Okay. Moving on to the armory.
No.
Anyone here can discard an action card to draw a new card if they choose to do so.
I
am going to do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I can potentially get rid of one of the zombies.
We're not there yet. We're still getting...
We're still getting
the actions.
Okay.
Yo, I feel really good with my hand right now.
I think I'm going to go ahead and discard. I'm going to discard one. Well.
I feel good about my hand. I think I have a pretty good hand at this point. I don't want to get rid of anything.
Yeah, I'm going to discard a card. And then draw a new one.
All right, and there now is a zombie attack. It's everyone except Tony. So, guys, does anyone want to kill a zombie?
Yeah, hang on. I just want to see what this does really quick.
Can I barter for action cards in other people's hands currently?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I see the book?
Oh, sure. Okay, I think I understand this thing, but I don't think I'm going to use it right now. I could potentially get rid of one of the zombies. There will be an aftermath.
I mean, my character can just move one of the zombies to another location.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's what my character does.
Yeah.
So
you'd have to flip them over, though.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that.
I think we should have a vote here. I want to save precious cards on you guys.
All right. No, I'm gonna keep my cards as well.
Actually,
but I will offer one canned food item. To whoever, I don't know. I'm just saying, if someone also votes for me instead of themselves, I will give them a canned food.
We need to figure out if someone's dying first or not.
Oh, people can still live? I thought we were voting to see who we're throwing to the zombies.
Yeah, whoever gets the most votes, we get thrown to zombies. So.
Right. So someone is going to die.
Unless someone throws a card down right now.
Yeah, I'm going to move a zombie.
Oh, okay.
To the crossroads.
So we're not under attack anymore.
And then there's an explosion.
You can either add explosion to the water tower or to the armory.
Water tower.
Damn it. Alright, so the armory is suddenly safe, and there are no supplies here, so we move on.
Alright.
To the hospital. You may now, if you're there, trade in an action card for an antidote.
Yes. Boom. Face up?
Face up, yeah.
Yep. I now have an antidote, and all it cost me was one can of beans.
I want you to notice that I traded in the steal somebody else's card. Because I'm nice.
I will also do that.
Okay, and there are four zombies present, which is more than people in there, so there is now a zombie attack.
Aww.
I'm not involved. I'm going to sit back and watch
them.
Yeah.
I can help you guys. I really can, but I want an antidote out of it.
I can get rid of two of the zombies right now.
I could move three. But, I can move three.
You're kind of low on... Here, cards. Let me help you.
But,
you're kind of low on cards. I'll just do this if I get one of those antidotes, or at least get the ability to distribute one of them. That'll get rid of two. we'll be safe, everything will be good.
I'm not in there, so I was just offering to help
you guys. Oh, wow, that was magnanimous.
I'm in here, and I can shoot two of the zombies right now. We won't be under attack, or I can shoot one of them, because shooting one of them means we're not technically under attack. No, because the zombies have to outnumber the humans for it to be under attack.
Right.
So if I kill one zombie, they don't outnumber us. So I will kill one of them if I get one of those antidotes. Just saying.
Daniel, I think it's up to you. You can decide who's going to play that card, who you vote for.
Yeah.
Hmm. Whoever I vote for...
will obviously give you one of the antidotes.
Yes.
Okay.
Great. Okay, so...
Who you want to help more? Who sees more of a threat at this point?
Let's see. What's the Rasta's power there?
He just gets to see the...
And then your thief can...
Steal shit.
Okay.
Don't help the thief.
Yeah.
I agree.
I kind of feel like helping the thief is just really counterintuitive.
And if you go against the Rasta, that's racist, so...
Yeah, I'm with Tony.
Damn. All right. So there's that.
Tony has just chainsawed half the zombies at the hospital.
There are those two. I will distribute.
Oh, you do the official vote in case there's any backstabbing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, backstabbing. Who votes for me to distribute these supplies?
I do.
2-1.
Nay.
So, Tony, may you hand out these antidotes?
Damn it.
How did you get an antidote already?
She's at the hospital.
Oh, you bought one.
Right, gotcha. But here and out, though, if we're going to do a vote, I'm going to do a 3-2-1 at 1 point to make sure there's no sudden last-minute changes or confusion.
Okay.
So everyone can say what they want, and I'll handle sort of a congressional
democratic look. Shut down, man.
Shut up. Okay. Looking at the bank. Because of the zombies. And he wants the bank. I can discard a card to activate the wheel, but there's no real reason to right now. So there is now a zombie attack with the schoolgirl and the geek, and that's only Tyler and Daniel. So kill one zombie, you're fine, but...
Well, I mean, yeah, if you want to kill a zombie, you can. That'd be great.
Daniel, I'll kill a zombie for you if you want your antidotes.
For one of my antidotes?
Yes.
That sounds awful.
Kill a zombie in front of him being attacked. Because if it does attack, he'll win. He breaks ties.
That's true.
I mean, it's the only way it's...
I will save your life if you give me an antidote.
Because I'm telling you right now, I'll throw you to the zombies.
I can do that.
All right. I kill the zombie.
This is not going well for me. So.
And now you two, there's no supplies there. So, that is the end of the round.
Hooray!
And now, did anyone here lose any characters?
Nope.
That means Tyler stays first player.
I'm cool with that.
So now, People of the Water Tower can look at the next event card, which means myself and Tony.
Do we ever get more action cards?
Only if they are on the board.
Oh, okay.
There's no other way. Action cards are one use and super rare. That's why they are rare.
Okay. Mm. I'm just curious.
Well, now he tells us.
All right, this... Okay.
You gonna be okay? Okay.
And the card flipping, can that happen at any time?
Anytime, yes.
Okay.
And does anyone else want to use a Rasta ability or a card in order to look at anything?
Nope.
All
right, so now everyone picks their movement card.
I love that Tony... has a Rasta card. I don't know where I was going with it.
Okay.
Never mind.
No worries.
So we're picking a location now?
Well, the sign here is everyone realizing that every location looks shockingly full right now.
Yeah, it's awful.
Extremely full.
So before movement gets easy, we need to start killing each other off. since you have such a peaceful first round, means we're in for a very violent second round.
Yes, we are.
I'm going to stab you in the eye. and then I'm going to take my turn.
I can only reach up to your midsection, but I'll eviscerate you.
So has everyone picked their movement card?
Yes.
All right. Hour two of our predicament begins.
Dear God.
Right now. All right. First of all zombies at location number two, meaning the church, move to location number three.
Oh, snap.
We get two zombies in the bank. Two zombies at the water tower. three zombies at the church.
Oh my god.
With an antidote and a card.
At the church again?
Yeah.
Man.
It's randomized, so it's...
Oh, remember how I used that kill half your zombies at once card already?
And nothing else. These two locations are completely safe. Alright, so Tyler, you are moving first.
Okay, I picked...
You can do it, buddy.
Flip your card like a man.
I have no fingernails, I'm sorry.
God, grow a fingernail. Throw them out like a man. Paint them pretty clothes like a man.
I'm going to the hospital.
But it's full, so you go to the crossroads.
No. I'm going to flip Mama.
Yep. Oh, shit.
And have Mama come over here. And be like, hey, boo.
Is that what your mom sounds like?
That's what Kevin Smith's mom sounds like.
Sounds like Winston Churchill's mom.
It's actually just Winston Churchill in drag.
Brian Salisbury.
I'm going to the bank. I'm going to take the rocker and move him to the bank. Because bank. There was a spot open. Boom.
Well, I was going to try hoping someone move out of the hospital. So I got to decide which of my guys can set to the crossroads to face certain death. And it will be...
Are you moving out of the... Where are you moving?
Moving out of the ward. Special agent is moving to the crossroads.
Okay.
Hmm. I have a plan, guys.
I believe you.
Well, no one moved out of that church.
So you go to the crossroads with somebody.
With somebody.
You pull them at the hospital, make some room for somebody else.
Or the bank and make room for somebody else.
Actually,
for instance.
Yeah, yeah.
Who do you send to certain death?
Yeah, working on it.
Just be
a... So the kid one here, where you can change any action, does it only work with the teen, or does that work with any action?
Rule book!
Oh boy.
We've already broken the game.
Change your movement card before moving your character. That means it doesn't specify, so as long as you move any one of your guys, you flip them over and do any, and you can change it for anybody.
Fantastic. Let's see.
Open space is at the armory and at the crossroads, at the water tower.
And at the water tower, which is also facing
pretty
heavy odds there.
I actually think we should let the water tower be as it is and let the little girl die. That's all I'm saying.
Well, no, she can go invisible, technically.
Yeah, true. Well, we should force her to use it.
Yeah. I think that's a good
idea. Sorry, I'm talking ahead. Once again, Daniel slows the game down with his critical thinking.
See, what we should do here is just that interstitial music from Dawn of the Dead. Ba-dum, bum, bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, ba-dum, bum, ba-dum, ba-dum, bum, bum.
You know, Brian, that's not very funny. People died there.
In Dawn of the Dead?
People die at that mall.
You're insane.
Ken Foray fought with all of his nerve.
Yes, he did.
I will actually play this card instead. Move her here, because she has an extra space.
Nice.
Oh, shit. Nice!
Okay.
Nice! And that leaves the bank open for my little girl.
Fancy that.
Oh,
thank
shit.
You.
Well played, Tony.
Look at that.
Right. So there is now no one at the water tower.
So nothing happens at the water tower at all.
And the only other place that has spaces open is the armory, and both Tyler and Daniel have shoehorned their way where there is not space at the hospital and church, respectively. All right.
So now we come to the church. First of all, anyone who wants to can play an action card to flip over their character card, as long as you're present.
No.
All right. Now, here's the funny thing with the church. We're all here with one person.
Yep.
And there is an attack. So unless somebody kills somebody with an attack card.
I will kill a zombie right now and save us from this attack if I get the antidote.
No, I think someone needs to die. It's getting way too crowded.
I'm just saying, I will remove the threat imminently and let other people fend for themselves at other locations where there will probably be death and accomplish that, but we do not have to die.
If you kill a zombie, I will vote for you to get... to distribute, but I would like the action card.
I would take that deal.
Okay.
I would take that deal. You have the tiebreaker, so...
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Fine. Waste your card. Do it.
All right. I'm going to do it. So I'm going to kill one of the zombies, a skadoosh, and he is a dead. And so I have now put Tyler in charge of the distribution, yes?
No, we have to vote for it now.
Right?
Oh, no, we have to
mute.
Okay.
And I don't think any of us agreed to vote for that.
Did you agree to that?
No. I don't think there's any tie to break.
Tony,
here's the deal.
I just killed a zombie, you ungrateful pig.
Just
thank
despite
you,
the,
Ryan.
Despite those two, I vote for you. I think you should vote for yourself.
First of all, Tony has two damn antidotes.
I don't need an... I'll give somebody an antidote.
But you give Daniel the antidote for him helping me earlier. You take the card for yourself.
No.
I like that, Jacob.
This right. is bullcrap.
Is anyone else making more arguments for 3, 2, 1?
Yes, I think this is bullshit, is my argument. I killed a zombie and I get nothing.
3, 2, 1.
Anti-religious. This is... this is bullshit.
You like have no power here.
Jacob, that was very nice of you, and again,
there's a conspiracy still... against God.
Oh, it really is.
I am joining the Westboro Baptist Church.
Whoops!
You are the most ungodly heathens.
God hates sushi chefs.
Okay,
to the armory.
To the armory. First of all, any of you at the armory, meaning Daniel and me. Oh shit! Want to trade in an action card for a new action card? I'm gonna give it a shot. See what I get. Fuck! Okay, fuck you! Do you want to trade anything in, Daniel?
What happens if it's a tie, then? Do I have to determine? You determine who gets... Yeah. Okay. So I'll shout from the bank.
Here, I'm going to do a trade-in and see if I can get something that'll help us out here. If I save us, could I get an action card from you? Because I'll be using an action card.
No.
Oh. Okay, well then maybe I won't save us.
Because Jacob is a right bastard.
Are you refusing to play anything?
Are we going to die? Is there going to be death? Oh, Jacob can turn over his little boy and he will die.
I will not turn him over.
If?
If you give me an antidote.
Oh my god. He's at the hospital. Oh, he's not
in
at the
fact,
hospital.
I will save us if you give me an antidote. Otherwise I'll turn him over and let you die.
A right foul git, as the British would say. How many rounds are there?
4.
This is round 2.
This is only round 2.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it gets...
Daniel, give him an antidote.
Daniel, stab him with an antidote. Right in the eye.
Give him an antidote.
Give me an antidote.
Don't give him
I'm
an antidote.
I'm seeing if there's other options for me.
You little give me an antidote.
Whoa. Also, nope. As the British would say. Give him an antidote. That would persuade me.
Hit boy.
I'm sorry, listeners.
Hit boy over
there. I'm getting in the character. I'm a foul-mouthed little boy. I've been a bad little boy.
Daniel, No, don't do that. Never do that.
Daniel, if you give him the antidote, and you said you're not going to flip over.
Yes,
you're not going to flip over.
I will
not
flip over.
Okay, Daniel, give him the antidote.
I'm still trying to figure out why Jacob is Dennis the Menace to society. This is just fucked
up. I'm tiebreaker. I will not.
Yeah, but he can still flip over. I mean, he's a bastard. We've known
that's true.
Slip.
That's true.
Like, that this is a true. Noted thing. Jacob.
I will not flip over if you give me an antidote.
He's usually. Well, I can't say he's usually.
Not flipping over, I'm using a card.
Hiding. Oh, you little shit.
Oh, man.
Which means that
oh, man.
How surprising that the asshole was an asshole.
To be an asshole. That is amazing.
So you were unlucky dead unless someone plays a card.
So, Jacob, what did you just do?
I promised I would not flip over my character card to hide.
And he did not.
And I did not. So I've played a card that does the same ability instead.
So how did that screw over everybody else?
It means that Daniel is alone in the zombie fight and he will die unless...
Somebody helps
and also
him or he
lost
himself.
An antidote yes. to yeah. to die yeah. basically mm. against Jacob.
And
so
again,
now there's a
so
vendetta.
Jacob basically said, "I'm not gonna flip over the card and hide and abandon you," which he didn't do. He just played an action card that said hide and abandoned you, and still took your antidote.
Yes,
yes,
dickbag.
So there's a vendetta on this side of the table.
Yeah,
I'm gonna let you fuckers eat each other after you fuck me over.
You just one character. Let them die, Daniel. Let them die.
They will look up and cry, "Save us!" And I'll whisper, "No." Fuck you.
I'll make sure I'm hiding. I'm hiding effectively.
You're hiding. Yes.
You're actually supposed to do that. You're supposed to turn your character on the side when you hide, I believe.
I really want that kid to just be like, "Ah, you can't see me," and then the zombies just rush and kill him. It's like, yes, we can totally see you. Imagination games don't work in the zombie apocalypse. Bitch.
Does anyone have any sort of card that would fuck Jacob over in any way at this point?
He's fucked right here.
I think he's got another card that he can play, which he probably does.
But it's that zombie's going right onto his collar.
So, what we're saying is, I might not be the only one disadvantaged at the end of this turn.
Though. Correct.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, cool. Because I can't do anything.
And there's
about
still going to be three zombies for him later on.
Yeah.
So
use your skateboard. Use your skateboard. No.
The first casualty of the game in the form of the teen.
What a dick, Jacob. Just a giant dick.
Which takes us to the hospital, where I'm not involved. Do your worst, guys. First of all, we're going to trade an action card to get the antidotes. They're all there except me. Make your choices.
I'll take an antidote.
Alright, and there is no zombie attack.
No zombie attack!
However, back at the bank, we can now rotate. Should we play an action card to rotate the wheel in the middle, if you choose to?
I'm not going to do that.
I almost would, just to see you die.
Nobody's going to be affected by it.
He would.
No, because
it's
going to happen anyway.
It's me no matter what. So.
Oh!
Yeah.
He's the only one there.
Super, yeah. Okay.
We're at the bank right now, yeah?
Yeah. There will be an attack once you guys... No one's going to use the actions?
I'm thinking. Hold on. I don't think I'm going to... No, I don't, I'm not going to use an action.
Well, I can flip my character card over.
And do what? And move a
And
guy
move
over.
A zombie to a different location.
I could
that
also
would
do...
still...
I could also do that, though.
Hmm. So if we both did that...
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any resources at the bank right now?
No, there isn't.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Yeah.
That's why I'm a little hesitant.
So here's what I think should happen. I think you and I should do that in exchange for Tony giving each of us an antidote.
Well, you're absolutely so far out of your
league
right
now.
Funny
enough, if you don't, we won't do it, and she'll be the one we vote out.
No, here's the thing. She could use her character card to go invisible.
And also, he's not a tiebreaker anymore.
No, I'm not. Well, actually, technically I am until the next turn, though,
right?
Okay. Yeah, actually, technically,
yeah. Technically, I am. So, the thing is here's the thing. Is that she's going to use that no matter what.
Yep. Okay.
So
it's really just us trying to... Okay.
I was going to help you until you made that ridiculous
statement. You were not
going to
help us.
I have.
You are so far from a place where you would help us. You are out.
I'm not going to play anything because I can't, really.
You're out on Dick Island and you got there in a douche canoe. All right, so I guess that's what we should do. Because if we don't do that...
I'm not going to waste my thing on this.
Oh, is it vote time?
It's a vote time.
Then I get fucked again.
I think it's a vote
this
time.
This is the worst.
All right, everyone?
This is the worst. Hold on a minute.
Make your case, Brian. Why should I not vote for you?
I don't give a shit. I'm flipping one of my character cards and circumventing this. That's what's going to happen right now.
You can't, though.
Yes, I can.
Unless somebody else does. There's still going to be three zombies and still attack.
But doesn't this mean I can stop?
That stops the movement. A movement
of
card.
Somebody.
Of another character.
Well, that doesn't help me at all. And if I do this, can I then immediately play the card that I use?
Presumably, yes.
Aha!
You lose half your points on that thief if you do it.
Yeah, but I'm going to lose an entire character.
I would definitely take one of hers.
She's got three cards. I'm going to lose a character if I don't do that.
Yeah.
You're going to lose a character anyway because the one card that could possibly help you that I can do only kills one.
Hmm.
So you're going to lose a character.
I don't believe you.
You're going to lose half your points.
I think you're lying to me right now.
I tell you what, Brian.
All right.
You give me an antidote, and I'll get rid of one of the guys.
And then I can get rid of one of the guys. All right.
Can you get rid of one of the guys?
Yeah, I can.
Have you established that you can get rid of one of the guys?
I can flip the rocker from 4 to 3 and get rid of one of the guys.
Okay.
Give me an antidote, and I'll do it.
This is the worst. I hate this game.
Otherwise, I'm throwing you to the zombies.
This game fucking is terrifying. Flipping so that I can move a zombie, giving Tyler his blood money
all
in the form of an antidote.
You move that zombie wherever you want to move him to.
Moving. Where's Tony at? Besides in here with us.
She's at the church.
You know what? No, I'm going to move over here where Jacob is because Jacob was the royalist dick of this round.
Watch me win this game,
I should get
Ryan.
You a little crown that says Royal Dick.
Joffrey. The little boy's name is Joffrey.
Everyone kill him.
What card did you just play?
I flipped him earlier.
Oh, okay. All right, so there's no longer a zombie attack at the bank. Now we go to the crossroads. Am I doomed? Oh, wait. I have a hide card.
Nice.
I'm gonna punch you in the throat.
You had two hide cards?
I had two hide cards.
Damn.
You're such a dick.
Okay, it brings us to round three. There's no one in the water tower, so no advance warning.
But I'm gonna flip my Rasta so I can have okay. an advance warning.
Look at you. Now, this turn, though, she's technically goes to the crossroads, right? Unless he moves her? Unless somebody moves out of there?
No, she's there until she moves.
Okay. So there's an extra space in there for right now. Just by her, though. That's mm-hmm. it. Yep, okay.
Okay, so everyone pick your movement card.
This sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hey, Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
I can give you a little bit of help with that, if you want.
I don't have enough to trade, otherwise I would...
You will mm-hmm. have something to trade.
Only if I survive a vote, though.
If you survive a vote, which I can help with.
I can't. Okay. I can't risk it right now. I have too few supplies.
Okay.
All right. Decision made.
I'm not quite there yet. Hold on.
I'm creating it right now by not knowing what to do.
Yeah. I have not God. A fucking clue what to do here.
Make my decision, guys. Make yours.
I know.
Also, remember the new rotation of order, because now Daniel goes first.
Mm-hmm. I'm very aware of that.
Which means I go last, which really sucks.
Yeah, we feel terrible. For
all right, is everybody? Zombie time. All three go to two.
Oh, shit.
Bah.
One zombie on the bank. One at the water tower. A card and an antidote at the church again.
Oh my gosh.
I promise that was randomized. Three at the crossroads. Two antidotes. And three zombies.
Oh man.
And two zombies at the hospital.
I have a feeling people are going to die this turn.
It's going to be a very bloody round.
Yeah, this is going to be awful.
Alright, so start the water tower where there is no people. So we jump straight to the church where we can trade in a card in order to refresh a character.
Wait, no, we need to move.
Don't we need to move first?
We need to move
first. Oh, shit, yeah. I am sorry, guys.
Daniel moves first.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you moving to?
Armory.
Yeah,
armory,
you are. Huh?
Yeah. Let's see. Well, actually, this will be the most advantageous. That'll work out.
And I am also moving to the armory.
Oh, look at that.
Hey, look at that. So, at this point...
No, she stays in a created spot. That spot stays
Yep.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, it's more like that.
Okay. not that it really matters. Should I move? That was what I was going to tell you, Jacob. But you're already there, so hopefully we can maybe work together on this.
My turn now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm also moving to the armory.
Fuck!
Brian hates winning.
I hate this game.
Did you pick your armory too?
Yeah, I picked the fucking armory.
So you send to the crossroads, Brian.
That's terrific. That is just great.
Hey, crossroads buddy.
Shut up and die.
And we're still a crossroads buddy because I want to go to the armory and... I can't.
Well, you could send somebody else to the crossroads.
Yeah, do that.
No, I think I'm good. I think I'm gonna.
Do they automatically die?
No, it just
wheel well. Because if you what if you send somebody else there, then you have two votes against him.
No, because the votes don't matter in the crossroads. The wheel matters in the crossroads.
Oh, got it.
Those of you at home, there's no voting in the crossroads. There's simply a wheel of death that spins and kills the player of the next color it sees. So. I guess that means we're back to the church and back to, you can choose to refresh your characters if you spend a card. Everyone's there, right?
Yep.
Well, I'm actually going to use my sushi chef to draw a new card. That's his ability. Anyone else going to do anything before we move on to the zombie attack?
Yes. I'm going to flip my thief and steal all of Tony's cards.
All of them?
You may steal one of her cards.
You one?
Steal one of my cards?
This is bullshit. And I have to do it this way?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, I forgot.
Come in useful.
Since the screaming lady is still here.
Oh, yeah, I got an extra one.
Cool. This tells me I can create an extra space in the armory.
Well, that's only when you move.
Yeah, it's only when you. Yeah.
Damn it. This card is worthless.
Yeah, I can't. I could do something, but it's not going to help us.
Us who?
To get rid of the zombies.
At the church?
Yeah, so there's a zombie attack going on at the church here.
It's pretty massive.
Tony,
it's pretty huge.
I'll vote for you.
I can get rid of one.
You know, before we start talking about voting to get rid of zombies and things, I just want to throw out the proposition that maybe we just kill Jacob here.
Yes,
I think
as the first player, get a couple of you on my side.
I think actually we should kill Jacob here.
Yes.
Before you vote, small cat means I draw a random location. That's where all the zombies go.
Wait,
you
could have
done
that
the whole fucking time.
All of these zombies go somewhere. Okay. Yeah.
Before we vote, all right, Jacob.
To the water tower.
Wait,
there's a maximum of 8 there, though. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 2 move, and the rest stay there.
Okay, so there's still a zombie
that
attack.
That was far less fucking effective than needed.
All right, but
it's like Dawn of the Dead meets Dazed and Confused.
I could definitely help us out here.
I thought you just moved all the zombies to the tower.
No, you can only have 8.
Oh, motherfucker. So still kill him. He didn't even help us.
We could. Okay, so here's what we can do.
Okay. Now we get A's for effort, too. Okay.
I want to point out that if you kill him, I'm all antidoted up and we win the game. So.
You're not all antidoted. Oh,
is one
of them dead?
If one of them dies, yeah.
Yeah,
I tell you what. I will get rid of 3. There won't be a zombie attack if I get the antidote.
Deal.
So does that immediately end the game? Is that what you're saying there?
No, I'm just saying, like,
I'm
cool losing a character.
And 3 antidotes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, yes. I mean, that's.
You want another antidote?
I'll take the card, but the antidote will give me an extra point.
All right. Well, I'll take the card.
Right. I would like the card.
Well, Tyler, you'll have him vote if you kill zombies. So.
Yeah, I will. I can't kill zombies.
Get rid of them then.
Tony,
I'll vote for you if you kill zombies. Whoever goes first.
I can kill zombies.
Can you kill
enough? How many can you kill, though?
I can kill one zombie.
Okay, well, I can get rid of 3.
Well, I think Tyler's a better case here, Tyler.
Yeah, I'll get...
Unless he moves into the armory where you're going to die, or somewhere else where you might die.
I'm not going to move him to somewhere where
you
can die.
I ain't giving
you
guys shit.
I'm not moving him somewhere where you could die.
Brian
that
is
you're
silently
not already
fuming
gonna die.
Behind
you're not
the,
getting anything from
the
me.
The pulpit.
Nope.
I will,
No forgiveness in this house.
I will not move them to where somewhere where you're going to die. Jacob.
Okay.
That's anywhere on the board.
I'm going to move him over to the armory.
Of course.
Of course you are. You absolutely
and then,
bastard.
Who...
I'm not
wait,
voting
so
for
am
him.
I? Am I going to be the one that...
No, now we vote on it.
Now we vote on it, okay.
And I vote for... here's the thing. I think we should all vote... Everyone who's not tied should vote for Tony and let Tony pick.
I did just get rid of 3.
You did.
And,
I
and then you and you backstabbed me like a bitch, so...
You're not her.
I think we should all vote for me. How about
no? Because you have a bone pick with me. I can't let it happen.
Yeah, I think
and
we should
I can
vote
give
for
you,
Dan.
And I can give you and I'll give you the antidote because I'd really like that card that Brian's.
Okay, so
I would love that antidote. That all sounds right. Great.
Okay,
no, this card. Awesome. You don't get my cards. Fuck you.
No, not your card. I'm not stealing your cards.
All right, so Brian, you have anything to say? Anything you want to toss out there?
Go fuck yourselves.
All right, it's a vote. Who are we voting for? 1, 2, 3. Me.
Tony.
All right, Daniel, you get the antidote.
Fantastic.
I'll take that card. Thanks.
All right.
Cool.
Moving on to the armory. Anyone want to trade in a card for a card?
Nope.
You know what? No.
No.
Yes, I do. Okay.
All right. So we have a zombie attack here. We need to kill 4 of them in order to prevent it from happening.
I have no options.
So everyone's here except Brian.
Aye. Nah.
Fuck y'all.
But here's the deal. I can kill half of these zombies if one of you guys gives me an antidote.
Well, if you kill half those zombies, I'll vote for you to distribute the antidotes as long as I get one.
Oh, shit, I missed. I can kill 2 of them. Like, so someone can help
and
me
I
out.
Can kill the third.
But we need
to
kill 1
still
more.
3. Yeah, so you guys need to kill 4. We need to kill 4 total.
I can kill 2. There's my other card.
So if I do this, will you vote for me to hand out the antidote? So I give you one?
If I give you, if I play this card, as long as I get one, yes.
Yes, okay. Okay. Play yours first?
Yes.
Play yours first. Two gets killed, and you place an explosion marker somewhere of your choice. Water tower or armor?
I'm going to do the water tower.
And I will play mine, which is the same card. Also, on the water tower.
Oh, no.
And it gets destroyed, kills all zombies there.
Damn.
Oh, great.
Any people who were there, but they weren't. And now it's just an empty spot.
We just blew up the water tower.
So yeah, people, people can still go there.
Yeah, but there's no
but
point.
There's
to
no
it.
Point, but there's nothing.
Yeah.
All right, so that was
cool.
Problem solved.
But it is a location. Right. And it.
So everyone vote on who they want to give the...
Hey, Tyler, vote for me.
Okay, I'm voting for Daniel.
Oh, look, it's a tiebreaker.
Oh, wait. Let's think about this. Let's think about this.
It's 2-2 tiebreaker. No matter how you...
I'm trying to think of a way to break this.
There's no way.
That's fair. He's already got his. I'll vote for you anyway. That's fine.
Oh, look at
and
that.
And then...
I need you to give me an antidote, though.
No, he doesn't need you to give him an antidote. He's got three. There's no reason for you to give him an antidote. And he's been nothing but a
Let's do the official vote before
this.
We go any further.
Okay, that sounds
three,
good.
3, 2, 1.
Daniel.
Me.
Okay. Daniel, you decide who gets these two antidotes. And Tony, you just may have ended our alliance here. So I could have hidden and not wasted my card.
But you would have wasted your little boy card.
I felt some retribution.
Your little
there.
Boy card.
That felt good. See, you guys both helped me out. I'd like the extra point. My solution actually would be paper, scissors, rock. Both
actually,
right
I have now. A question. Do you still have action cards
oh
in your hand?
Oh my god.
I have two.
Okay, is there any way...
Do you have action cards?
I don't have any.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm asking is... Would you be able to help me out here by getting rid of one of them? And I will forfeit. I don't care. I don't want it. As long as somebody can help me out here. I don't want it. If somebody can help me out by taking one of these guys away.
Oh, it's one of them.
Just one. Mm-hmm. I just need one of them away.
We want to kill people. Do not let him survive.
So you have an action card.
I do.
Can I have an action card?
Are you going to take both the antidotes?
I can't take both anyway.
But you'll give it to him if I don't give you an action.
Do not
card.
Help Tyler at the bank.
I would like that.
Do not help Tyler at the bank. Let him die.
I can't do that.
He
I'm
has
sorry.
To die.
You can give it to him or not, but I don't think Tyler needs to keep
going. We need to thin this crowd. The more people on this board, the more chance we have of winning. You need to kill Tyler. Mm. You need to not help him. Give him the antidote. It'll make him feel better if you have to, but do not
help Tyler. Well, I'm going to take one of them because I would like the point. Here you go, guy.
Okay. Thank you.
Which brings us to the hospital.
Jacob, you and me, we're back, buddy. We're back.
Are we?
Yes.
Does anyone at the hospital want to trade in their action card for a syringe?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. What were
taking
you doing?
Taking my prison photo.
All right.
With the
he wants a
syringe being in the teardrop.
And who's the other person
man.
There? That is Tony.
That's me.
Do you want to trade an action card for an antidote?
No.
All right, then we have a zombie attack.
We do.
And it's Brian and Tony.
Yeah.
Listen, just thin that crowd out.
I can't. I mean, I can, but I won't.
See? Unwilling to help the group. Door to the zombies.
All right, so
cool.
3-2-1 vote. Tiebreaker.
Shit.
Okay.
make them pay for it.
I feel like you maybe owe me for that syringe
I feel like
you didn't
I feel bad about that
yeah.
as a person.
But
and this guy, this thief, he's a criminal.
You're the tiebreaker. Who are you preaching to? Just make your decision, man. Don't pontificate about it.
I don't abide thieves.
Pussy. Right.
Brian's
choke
thief
on it!
Devoured by zombies.
Choke on it!
I think Brian's going to get the first player token.
Yep. You're all
which
dead.
Brings us to Tyler. Tyler, do you want to move the wheel at the bank?
I can't. I don't have any cards.
Can you kill anything, Tyler?
I don't think I can.
Then your geek is dead.
I know. He's now been... So both Michael Moore and Kevin Smith perish to the zombies.
Take him off the board. Doesn't belong there. Okay.
The geek is dead.
So with that, Tyler now gets the first
whatever
player
your
token.
Name is.
Sorry, Brian.
This is balls. This game is nothing more than a conspiracy against me.
That's what? Actually correct.
And
yes.
Now we're at the crossroads. I'm going to flip over Special Agent to move this to orange so it rotates on the green and kills Brian's.
Oh.
Really? So I can do nothing. I literally can
but
do
hey,
nothing
look,
about
buddy,
that.
Hey, buddy. Back to you.
Hey, but wait a minute. All of my characters are dead except this one.
Yeah.
And I have a syringe for him.
But it's not, the game's not over yet.
But I thought Jacob said earlier that he's
prepped to win.
I'm prepped to lose a guy and still win is what yeah. I was saying. So.
Kill Jacob.
I've lost half my special agent. Hey, for those of you listening, which
kill
has happened.
Kill all the Jacob.
I used my special agent points to manipulate the zombie wheel in the middle of the crossroads. So it went past me and killed Brian instead.
I don't even understand what the fuck just happened. I think he's making up the rules. As
he got to pick wherever it was gonna go.
By flipping over my agent, yes. The other little wheel, I can.
He can pick whatever color he wants.
I don't get this game. Cool.
Okay. I think that's that turn.
Does anyone cool. have any Rasta powers since Watchtower's gone? To look at the last card.
Nope.
All right, then everyone pick your movement cards. Last movement of the game.
This means I go first, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Anyone ready for the last hour?
Mm-hmm.
Last card of the game gets flipped over. Move all on 3 to 1. All on 4 to 2.
Shit.
Two more on the bank. Two more on the water tower.
I picked wrong.
I did too, don't worry. Hey, action card. Once again, on the church.
What in the shit?
Two more zombies on the crossroads. Three more zombies on the armory. Three zombies at the hospital. Along with two precious antidotes.
Oh, wow.
Made the wrong choice in every way here.
Yep. So, oh, and I go last. Lovely.
So I'm going to the hospital.
Yeah.
I've chosen right. Fuck you. Fuck you and fuck you.
I thought I'm going to the hospital, but I thought, oh, the water tower is a safe place
that's
to hide out.
Son of a bitch.
How'd that work for you?
So now I'm there.
Well, not terrible.
Enjoy death.
All right, Daniel.
I went with the bank, because that seemed like a safe place to hide out.
Wait a minute, you're special.
Where are you going? Who are you moving?
That's what I have to figure out now.
Oh, doesn't this... Well, unless the blonde moves, I guess. Yeah.
Which she can do.
Yes.
And she's will.
Still...
Your generous offer to move the blonde out of the church...
Hey, nobody gave me anything for it. I'll move her now.
I don't give a shit what you do. I'm not there.
It's like my pregnant woman is worth more points. So I feel like she should stay in the place where there are less zombies. But I had plans for my student.
Sounds dirty.
No.
And I am also going to
that
the
was
hospital.
Awful.
What?
So...
Blonde?
No. Well.
Yeah, if you take the blonde there, you're going to get another zombie, so there's going to be an attack no matter what.
No,
well,
no.
There's going to be an attack no matter what. Oh,
no.
Yeah.
No,
no, not yet.
No.
Yeah, so, little girl. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Balls. Well, Jacob.
You and me both in the bar tower?
Yep. Shit, I can't. Do you have any action cards left?
Mm-mm. You mean move a guy there first?
Well, no, I know. I'm trying to figure out who I want to move over there. Because somebody's going to die.
All right. We immediately start the water tower. We can't do anything, so it's an immediate vote on the attack.
Brian.
Yeah, Brian's a tiebreaker here.
Brian, I will give you an antidote if you vote for Jacob.
See, I feel like I'm good on antidotes.
No, you get an extra point.
I feel like what it really needs is an action card.
Well, neither of us have action cards.
Well, antidote's good then.
Okay. All right.
Sweet.
So did the mom just push the special agent to his death? Is that what just happened here?
Yep.
Yeah. Jacob had all of his players still alive, and I could not abide this.
Last hour. I almost made it.
Yeah.
Alright, brings to the church. Anyone want to spend a card to refresh a character? Is that a no?
No, I don't have any cards.
Alright, so now we're under attack. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 zombies and 3 of us here. It's myself, Tony, and...
I want to point this out. Tony is worth... Her blonde is worth 5 points. We should kill her.
Yes.
Okay.
We should kill her.
Oh, well, it's only you and me in here, so...
Oh, yeah. Okay,
so
then,
3,
yes.
2, 1.
Wait, what does the blonde do if I turn her over?
She no longer attracts a zombie, wouldn't she?
Oh, that's right.
Votes.
Votes. Tossing her. She's too annoying.
All right. Here's the deal. You get the antidote. I'll get the action card.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Okay.
Okay. I think pregnant lady's getting thrown to the dogs here.
Maybe.
Is the little boy already flipped over?
No. Nope.
Not yet.
He's not.
Do you have a way of killing zombies?
You can force him, though. You can force him,
and
he'll lose more points.
And that'll significantly decrease his points.
Yeah, but then I would have no one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that's not happening. Well...
Daniel, here. I do not have any use for this card.
Mm-hmm.
I can kill one of those zombies for you.
In exchange for?
Another antidote.
Mm.
You only need the 2.
It's true. But I also don't get anything else. Well, hang on. Yeah, I'm just going to send a zombie away on my own.
Oh, nice.
Being a dick, bringing 3 more zombies in.
No!
Flipping over a little boy.
No! Well.
Oh.
Wow, okay. So,
that
was the absolute fucking worst. What?
Never mind, man.
What Jacob...
Oh, actually, this zombie needs to go somewhere else.
Ah.
What Jacob
hospital,
just did...
Hospital.
Don't
send
him
to the
hospital.
Hospital. Send him to the hospital.
Don't do
hospital.
That.
Send him to the hospital.
Don't do that.
It doesn't need to go to the bank.
Nope, mm-hmm. Go to the hospital.
Oh, motherfucker. What Jacob just did is he called more zombies to the armory to ensure there would be a zombie attack, flipped his little boy character card over, which means he gets to hide from them, so he called a bunch of zombies to the armory and then basically left Daniel's character
lady.
As the only visible... dinner option
her
for
the
zombies.
Does
the
anyone
bus?
Have any action cards that can do anything about that period?
Not
and
anymore.
And it's a buffet, okay. Too, for them, because they get
cool.
2
Cool, well,
the
I just completely
one.
Lost this game.
Daniel, you'll wipe out the board, guys.
Bye, Daniel.
Which brings us to the hospital.
No, he's still got...
Oh, that's right, he still has his teenage girl.
Girl, who's definitely going to die.
Exactly.
All right, well, I'm going to...
Hospitals, they want to trade in their action cards to get antidotes.
Kill that zombie.
Boom.
Can anybody,
and this is my majority, and I'm taking both these.
How do you,
You can't take both.
Fine. Who need, no.
I would love to have another one.
No,
well,
guys.
You too.
Guys,
what
come
I
on.
Do?
Don't let her have
giving
them.
It
vote
to
for
a zombie.
Me. Vote for me.
We're not here, though.
Oh, fuck
only
you
guys. Two.
So, wait a minute. So, I vote for me, and you vote for you, but I have the tiebreaker.
But she has
and
to
you know what?
People.
No, give it to Daniel. Give it to Daniel, because he's going to lose all his characters.
Oh, right.
He's already lost all his characters.
I'm going to have 4 points.
This is horseshit.
What just happened in clarity? Tony outnumbered Brian in location, so she voted for him with both characters, sent him to death. The priest got sent to death by the Rasta and the little girl.
And all of Brian's characters are dead.
This is such horseshit.
Welcome.
And then we go over to the bank, right?
Yes.
Here, I don't know who's supposed to have
it. Are you play-acting that
it's
right
done.
Now?
Oh,
good.
No! I'm completely surrounded!
So now, we're going to our last act of the game, where Daniel's last character is at the bank, surrounded
you
by zombies.
You guys let Jacob win. I want you to know this.
No, actually,
you
we did.
You let it happen.
Nope.
No, we didn't.
Tony's won this, I think.
You but, let Tony
nope.
win!
Let's find out.
I let Tony win.
You Tony you let I've Tyler won. Kill Tyler!
Well, let's
you're
about
to die.
Look, he's yeah. gone. Alright, the choppers have arrived. I have lost the game. I have 5 points because of my antidote use on these two. But my sushi chef and my little boy have escaped. Daniel, how are you?
How am I?
Yeah.
I'm not too happy right now. that's for sure. Your little boy should just fuck off and die at this point. That character is actually... that little boy was the bane of my existence this entire game.
I hate this game.
All right, Tony, what's your score look like?
I have 12.
Wait, what's that? What? That's an extra point?
What is that?
How does that happen?
Oh, yeah, it sucks, happen. Doesn't it?
Well, I mean, I think we're tied.
Actually, let's see. Nine. You only have 10 points, Tony. The antidotes only count if they're extra. The extra
right.
So you have 10 points.
I have 10 points.
Yeah.
So I also have 10 points.
Oh, let's see. Let's consult the rule book for ties. So
that's what I was saying. Is
oh, am I still the tiebreaker? Because neither one of them wins.
Can you tell the listeners what happened to all of your characters?
Fuck you, Jacob. They're all dead.
I had no idea that there were actual point cards in this game.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Who has the most living characters?
We're tied.
Both have.
Then it's officially a tie.
Well,
Tyler and Tony have jointly won our game of City of Horror.
There we go. Our two groups jointly survived.
And the granny can mate with the Rasta and repopulate the world.
The mama can adopt a little girl.
Sure.
This is Longest Road brand canned food here.
Is it really?
No.
Oh. That would have been really funny.
It's a point card. That's the whole joke.
That would have been a really, really funny card if they had done that. All right. So let's go around and talk about the City of Horror for a second.
No.
I really love this game. It is the meanest, cruelest game I've ever played. People around you cannot be easily hurt in order to enjoy it. But in terms of like being a horror game, it feels the most like an actual horror scenario where you're actually truly being hurt. There's no heroics here. It's just you falling down a bottomless pit of unethical and immoral situations. Daniel, as someone who lost horribly, how did you feel about the game?
Well, it's one of those things where I feel like it was a very fun game. I did enjoy it. And I really can't wait to play it again and make you die. I will make you die. It's going to happen. And if you get that child again, I will find some way. I will be online tonight finding the counter to stupid child character thing. Because, seriously, that was the thing. Like, I did all right throughout most of the game. It was just that little child that screwed most of the game up for me. And your stupid action card.
Tony, this is your second victory. So you like City of Horror.
This is like my first and a half victory. Yeah. But, I like this game a lot. It is so cutthroat, and I'm usually a pretty genial person. I like to consider myself not bloodthirsty. That's not true at all. I like to consider myself fairly nice, but in this, it's just,
What she's saying is she likes to lie to herself.
I like to lie to myself. Brian said it all, that's it.
Tyler, what'd you think?
I enjoyed it. I misinterpreted at the beginning. I thought we were going to get more action cards, and I didn't realize that when you had said the action cards are very, very limited, that you actually meant it. And so I wish I hadn't played my action cards so early on.
You were too nice early.
I was way too nice too early. I started getting a little more badass near the end, but I think next time I play, I'm definitely going to play a little bit differently. However, I'm pretty happy with the way I played overall. Granny didn't move at all. She stayed in the church the whole time. And that, actually, I feel like that's a really good way of playing this character, especially the granny, because it's not worth flipping her over if you can get into a position where she is not likely to be thrown to the zombies. That's what I'm saying.
I was really worried about where that was going when you started. It's better to flip her over if you're in a position.
Do you know a lot about flipping over grannies?
Yeah.
So favorite. At least, in Indiana, that's what you
the
do
geek
as a high
does.
School kid.
The yeah. geek does. Oh, and I'm happy that Michael Moore eating Kevin Smith died.
Just out of general principle.
Hey, Brian, here's what I'm most curious about. I'm curious if your hostility here is genuine or if you're just having a reaction to having lost the game.
Here's what I'm... You know, I don't know how exactly, but I'm inclined to blame Frank Darabont for my loss. I feel like if he had stayed on as showrunner of the game and we hadn't had that mid-season replacement with Jacob Hall, then I probably would have done a lot better. And, yeah, I mean, it's a well-designed game. Whatever. Fuck off.
No, it's a really good pilot.
No, it's a really well-designed game, and it is a lot like... it's like a zombie movie that is more dour. It's like a zombie movie that is more about how awful human beings are and not just how awful it is that we're being eaten by zombies. Yeah, well-constructed game. Fuck all of you.
Well, that was City of Horror. Any other additional final thoughts you want to throw out into the table there?
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
I don't know when this will actually... pretty close to Halloween. Next week, probably.
Yeah. And we'll be playing more Halloween content in the very near future. So there actually be a few more horror games either in the same podcast or going beyond this podcast.
And once you're done with this, just shake it off and give each other a hug. It's not worth it. It's a really good game. Yeah. It's fun. You are cutthroat.
Don't
and...
you touch me.
Okay. Oh, I'm running Jacob off the road tonight.
Or run him off the road. That's fine, too.
I will say it's a nice way. There aren't many games where you get to explore your dark side.
Yeah.
There aren't many that you truly get to do it, and I feel like this game is definitely that. It allows you to be strategic and also sort of explore a different kind of gameplay from what you're normally used to.
So. I'm surprised the mic picked up Tyler as he said that, because he's currently in the pantry hoarding all the canned goods.
Woo!
I don't understand why. But that's what's happening. Mr. Chairman, you wanna take us out?
Alright guys, this is the Diecast from oneofus.net. I'm Jacob Hall.
Daniel Kalbacher.
Tony Taylor Salisbury.
Tyler Major.
Brian Salisbury.
And we wish you a happy Halloween and a happy Go Kill Your Neighbor Day.